Well, one of the many factors in the high cost of healthcare are people called super utilizers. They're the small percent of Americans who account for a disproportionate share of costs in the system and are usually patients with complex medical conditions, people who cycle in and out of the emergency room. The medical field is trying lots of ways to keep these patients at home, and one idea is to train paramedics to make house calls. Todd Bookman from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Nancy Nolan is wearing a neon pinkish sort of creamsicle colored fleece, which I gotta say nicely complements her magenta nail polish and gray neck brace.
Well, I have muscular dystrophy. I'm living on a respirator. It's actually a life support system. And other than that, I'm pretty healthy.
Other than that,
I can't walk, I can't breathe, but other than that, I'm healthy.
Nancy, who is 68 and in a wheelchair, lives in Dedham, Massachusetts. When she needs medical care, she coordinates it through a local agency called Commonwealth Care Alliance. It's a nonprofit that uses federal and state money to treat low-income people with complex medical conditions.
I didn't feel good one day, so I texted Dr. John and I said, I'm not feeling good at all. He goes, well, let me send the paramedic out. And I was like, what? You're going to send a paramedic to the house? And he goes, really? They're very nice. You'll like them. And so I was very nervous.
For the past year, Commonwealth has been using EaseCare, a private ambulance company, to do after-hours house calls. While Commonwealth has a team of nurses who do home visits during the day, they don't staff the overnight. And so, for a lot of patients, medical care in the evening meant a trip to the emergency room, even when it wasn't an emergency.
Wherever possible, our patients said to us, if we can, we'd like to be home. And so, and this program really enabled us to do that.
Toyin Ajaye is one of Commonwealth's doctors and is helping lead the program. The concept of community paramedicine, using paramedics to provide care in people's homes, is catching on in both rural and now urban areas around the country. She says it's kind of a no-brainer.
They are highly skilled. They're mobile. They're used to taking care of people in the community. They're used to, you know, home settings on the street. They're flexible by their nature.
EaseCare Cordovan, this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. It's Joe in MH1.
Hey.
Hey. I guess I have a call.
Paramedic Joe Sequeira is stuck in rush hour traffic on Interstate 93. Boston's skyline rises in the distance. No flashing lights, no sirens.
It is a very different approach. It's a different mindset. On an ambulance, your mindset is to stabilize the patient and get the patient to the hospital quickly, where with a community paramedic, you're talking to a nurse practitioner and a doctor, and it's all about treating the patient at home, at bedside.
After a bit of trouble finding the address, we pull up to the home of tonight's first patient. He lives in a rough part of town, an otherwise rundown apartment spruced up with Elvis paraphernalia on the walls. The guy is in his mid-60s with a history of serious heart and lung disease. He's on oxygen, but is complaining of shortness of breath.
Have you been eating and drinking okay?
Yeah.
Okay, what about going to the bathroom, moving your bowels and urinating?
No problem.
No problem urinating?
Sequeira has been an EaseCare medic for 13 years. He's got plenty of experience with car accidents and heart attacks. But he says he actually now looks forward to the more low-key nights, where he can work with patients, not on patients. From the back of his truck, he grabs portable equipment and a laptop. He's got access to the patient's electronic medical records, which helps him better understand the situation.
I'll do your vital signs first. We'll start with that.
You want me to?
Nope, you can stay. Nope, you can sit right there. That's fine. Just gonna, you know, do simple stuff. You know, check your temp, check your O2 saturation, blood pressure. Stuff like that.
Once he gets readings and does a simple blood workup, Sequeira calls up both the on-call doctor and the night nurse. And the team, together over the phone, figures out a plan.
Can't look okay.
Like I said, other than the H&H was a little bit low, his TCO2 was a little high, it was 41.
We spend 2 hours at this guy's house, a lot of time. But it saves everyone the expense and stress of a hospital visit.
Instead of him getting worked up and going to the ER tonight, calling 911, talk to the doc. He's going to get doubled up on his diuretic and stay home for the night and get followed up with tomorrow. And maybe even get another visit from one of us tomorrow night just to check up on him.
As good as tonight seemingly goes, there are barriers to more paramedics doing home visits. There are government regulations that can get in the way, and a clunky insurance system not set up to cover this kind of care. Some hospitals, though, say the math of health reform means it's worth figuring community paramedicine out. For example, Methodist Hospital in South Philadelphia is launching a small trial program to check in on patients recently discharged. Dr. Andrew Miller is spearheading the effort and says the potential cost savings are big.
Let me put it in perspective for you. If a pilot like this to run for a few months costs us $25,000 and an automobile, you need to prevent 2 readmissions to recoup that cost. So I hope that answers the question.
There's a phrase every healthcare executive uses today. In every interview and speech, they offer some variation of, we need to deliver the right care in the right place at the right time. Patients like Nancy Nolan use slightly less polished language to describe community paramedicine.
So it was really fabulous. Really fabulous. I hate going to the hospital. Literally hate it.
Nancy's going to stay at home. Her medical care can come to her. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.